First matter on our agenda this morning is Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum for the Democracy Engine Incorporated PAC, which is number A19-18. Mr. Morecambe and Ms. Burgess for the Audit Division.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, ADRM, on Democracy Engine Inc. PAC, which was submitted to the Commission for consideration on January 3rd, 2022. A brief presentation was provided to the Commission during the January 27th open meeting. We are able to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the Audit Division or discussion in this matter? Mr. Train?
I'm just prepared to make a motion. I've obviously got some comments that I'll make with my motion if anybody's got any questions.
Colleagues? Go ahead, Commissioner Train.
Great. So, Mr. Chairman, I would move to terminate the audit in relation to Democracy Engines Incorporated. I think it's just the best use of the Commission's resources for us to do that. As we all know, the staff has made some recommendations for a finding without a particular definition for the error that's associated with it. And so instead of having to recreate a process to deal with that, I think it's best that we probably just terminate the audit at this time.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor. Is there any discussion to Commissioner Traynor's motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you. So question for the staff, if we were to terminate the audit, would there be any report issued? What would happen?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Ms. Brown, of course.
Thank you. And I welcome the Office of General Counsel to assist as well, but it would seem that if the Commission were to actually terminate the audit, that we would not have an audit report, different from were the Commission to reject findings and or split on the findings.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Weintraub.
So just to be clear, if there were a motion to approve the recommendations and that failed, then we would have a report. And if there was no support for any of the findings, I guess all of the findings would be in additional issues. Am I understanding that correctly?
When you say if there were no support for any of the findings, that would be akin to a rejection.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. Let's say it splits, hypothetically speaking.
Yes. Were the findings to split 3-3, they would appear in the report as additional issues as opposed to actual findings.
Okay. So the difference between a split vote and just terminating the audit would be one gets a report and the other one doesn't.
Correct.
And the report is basically written already.
Yes, it is. And the work has been done. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. I will not be able to support the motion then. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of Commissioner Traynor's motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
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 Motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself in support, and the Vice Chair, Commissioner Broussard, and Commissioner Weintraub opposed. Are there further motions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Democracy Engine Inc. PAC A19-18, I move that we approve the recommendations of the Audit Division.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails with 3 in favor, the Vice Chair and Commissioners Broussard and Weintraub, and 3 opposed, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Traynor, and myself. Are there further motions? Seeing none, my thanks to the Audit Division.